Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Type One Investments' 2010 earnings results conference call. Thank you for standing by. Today's live webcast and presentation may be accessed through Type One's website at www.ccall.com.br/typeone/4q10.atm. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Type's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At the time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach an operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that this presentation may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Type management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Eduardo Mufarrege, Type Investor Relations Officer. You may now begin, sir.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon to everyone. I just would like to mention that this conference call from and all the other conference calls regarding results from now on will be led by Rafael Sonder, who has been working at Tarpon since 2004 and has recently been appointed as our Chief Financial Officer. So in order to provide more attention and more clarity to our investors, we will let Rafael run the conference call. I will be available for the Q&A session if needed, but then I would like to pass the word to him. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for attending this call. Bom dia a todos, obrigado por participar do call. Iremos conduzir este call em inglês, porém todas as informações aqui divulgadas são parte da nossa divulgação de resultado que se encontra em nosso website. I'll now switch back to English. As most of you are aware, Tarpon posted good results during this year. We're glad to present our consistent operating and financial performance for fourth quarter and for the full year 2010. On page 3, we'll move to the 2010 highlights. Assets under management amounted to $5.9 billion as of December 31, 2010, a 50% increase when compared to 2009. Our funds and managed accounts posted positive absolute returns, contributing good results during 2010. As of December 31, 2010, long-only strategy posted 39% returns in reais versus a return of 1% from the Ibovespa index, also in reais. Gross revenues amounted to $217 million, almost four times higher than the amount earned in 2009. Net income was $139 million. We'll cover these topics in more detail in the next slides. Now, I would like to move to page 4, where we can find our assets under management composition. It is always important to mention that the vast majority of our AUM is from long-standing clients. Our aligned and qualified investor base, comprised of endowments, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, and pension funds, is of great importance as it provides the necessary reliability of capital, allowing us to pursue the best investment opportunities in the long run. Also, I'd like to highlight that our AUM is comprised of 13% of proprietary capital, which comprises TIG, employees, and executives. Moving on to page 5, we briefly indicate our three main investment vehicles. As you know, our activities are conducted under three investment vehicle formats: the long-only equity strategy, which comprises public investments, the hybrid equity strategy, which comprises public and private investments, and co-investment strategy, which was launched during 2010 and comprises public and private co-investments in specific special opportunities. Now I'd like to move to page 6. As indicated in the chart at the top of the page, our AUM amounted to $5.9 billion as of December 31, 2010, a 50% increase over 2009. Also, in the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find AUM growth breakdown by performance gains and net inflows. During 2010, the AUM growth in connection to performance gain corresponded to 1.5 billion reais. The AUM growth in connection with the net inflows was equivalent to 410 million. So, from January to December 2010, the nearly 1.9 billion increase in AUM was explained by 1.5 billion increase from performance gain and 410 million increase in net inflows. Now, I'd like to move to page 7. In the chart at the left side of the page, we present the AUM breakdown by investment strategy and also the respective amount of called and uncalled capital. As you can see, the total amount of uncalled capital totals 515 million reais. It is also important to highlight that before the launch of the Special Opportunities Fund, designed to conduct specific co-investment opportunity, we conducted these co-investments in segregated structures. At the end of the year, these structures amounted to 155 million reais. Our strategy now is to concentrate co-investment commitments on the Tarbon Special Opportunities Fund. As of December 2010, the AUM of this vehicle amounted to 600 million, out of which 250 million was committed but uncalled. In the chart at the right-hand side of the page, we can see the AUM breakdown by public and private equity. As of December 31, 2010, Tarpon's exposure to public equities corresponded to 84% of our called capital. Private equity investments corresponded to 16%. Now, let's move ahead to page 8, where we talk about the fund's performance. On fourth quarter 2010, long-only equity strategy posted net returns of 7.8% in reais and 7.9% in U.S. dollars. From January through December of 2010, the accumulated returns of this strategy were 38.8% in reais and 40.3% in U.S. dollars. The hybrid equity strategy posted net returns of 8.2% in U.S. dollars during the quarter, accumulating net positive performance of 47.1% from January to December 2010. It's important to highlight that we do not follow any stock market index as a performance benchmark. However, for illustrative purposes, during the year of 2010, the Ibovespa and IBX indexes posted positive returns of 1% and 2.6% respectively, both in reais. Moving ahead to page 9, we will now discuss Tarpon's financial highlights. On this page, we present our operating revenues. Management fees are charged on the Tarpon funds on a monthly or quarterly basis, calculated over the amount of called capital under management. During 2010, gross revenues related to management fees amounted to 53.8 million reais. The year-over-year increase in results reflects the AUM increase previously mentioned. Now, regarding performance fees revenues, this quarter we were glad to present strong results since approximately 100% of the Tarpon's funds NAV was above high water marks. Just to remember, these fees are collected based on the performance of the funds when a certain hurdle rate is surpassed and are charged on distinct days of the year, depending on the characteristics of the funds. Performance fees gross revenues amounted to 163.2 million in 2010, compared to 13.2 million in the same period of 2009. In addition, as of December 31, 2010, the uncollected potential performance fees amounted to 142.3 million. This amount is based on the net asset of the funds that were above high watermark as of such date. Moreover, it is important to say that this number is for illustrative purposes only. And, as we cannot predict the fund's performance, this potential may differ substantially from the effective amount by the performance collection dates. Now, moving to page 10, the total operating revenues amounted to 217 million and operating expenses amounted to 49.1 million. Operating margin for the year was 76%. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find the operating expenses segregated by recurring and non-recurring expenses. The recurring portion of operating expenses is comprised of general, administrative, and payroll expenses. From January to December 2010, the non-recurring operating expenses amounted to 34.1 million, with variable compensation expenses distributed on a semi-annual basis accounting for 26.5 million. Stock option provision of 2010, which has no cash impact, amounted to 7.6 million. Now, moving to page 11. Net income in 2010 amounted to 139 million, equivalent to 3.37 reais per share. This amount represented a net margin of 68%. Net income increased by 768% over the same period of 2009. At last, on page 12, we have some details on the performance of TRPN3. Since May 26, 2009, our shares are traded on the Novo Mercado segment of the Bovespa, which holds the highest standards of corporate governance. From January 1st through December 31st, 2010, TRPN3 was up 116%, consistently outperforming the Ibovespa index, which, as already mentioned, was up 1% during the same period. Based on yesterday's share price, Tarpon's market cap is currently 826 million reais. We would now like to thank everyone for attending this call and open up the floor for questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Again, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, our first question comes from Mr. John Priggis with Equinox.
Hi, just a quick question. When I was looking at the earnings release, there's a part, I believe it's when you present the income statement, where you have a share outstanding number that is 41.207 million shares. But then at the end, when you show the stock performance, there's a number that I believe is 45.7 million shares. I'm just wondering, is that what explains that discrepancy? Are there some shares that you have in treasury or something like that?
No, John, this is a very good question. Between the time that we ended the year in 2010 and now, executives from Tarpon have exercised part of their stock option plan. So therefore, the share count has increased by 4.5 million in the period.
Okay, so how many options are currently outstanding, given that the options have been exercised?
All this information, if you need more details, is available on our website. But the full stock option plan is about 13.7 million shares.
Okay. Okay. So I'll consult the website, and if I have questions, I'll ask you guys.
Sure.
Offline. Thanks.
Excuse me. Again, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, as a reminder, to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Rafael Sonder to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for attending this call, and please feel free to let us know if you have more questions. Thank you very much.
That does conclude the Tarpon Investimentos 2010 Earnings Results Conference Call. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.